March? When did March get here, Bruce Hood?
Well, if I'm correct, I'm looking at my calendar, today is the first day of March.
As we're recording this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno, it is the first day of March. As you, the listener, are hearing it, it's either the second or third, Saturday or Sunday. Regardless, welcome to March. And I was looking at the calendar and seeing that daylight savings time is going to begin in just a handful of days, too. It's like, didn't we just end that?
Boy, I tell you, time goes by so quick, Ken. We just need to get prepared and stay prepared. It won't be long. It won't be long.
Redeem the time, and the expression I like is, while we're here, plunder hell as much as possible.
There you go. That's the way we do it. Hey, everybody. Yeah, come on. Come on. We want to hear from you.
You're hearing it live. As we're recording this on the streets, a truck backed up because he recognized Bruce's truck parked in front of the vehicle we're sitting in. And who is that, Bruce? A special guest, a special guest.
Yeah, he's a gentleman from Pastor Cameron's church, just right down the street from.
Oh, Clovis Christian Church.
Clovis Christian, yeah. And he's a very, very outreach type of gentleman.
Okay.
And he just, he's like you and I, Ken. He likes to get out there where the action is at.
See, this is what I love about this program. We actually do have another guest in the backseat of the car, Oscar, who we are going to be visiting with. Hi, Oscar.
Hi, how are you doing, Ken?
I'm doing pretty good, but I saw the truck backing up, and I thought, okay, well, maybe he's interested in that pile of bicycles on the back of Bruce's truck or something. What's the story on all the bikes in the back of the truck, Bruce?
Well, those are for our bicycle repair ministry. We actually have a storage unit not far from here, right here in Clovis, what's been donated by Daryl's Mini Storage.
Oh, they donated it?
Yes, they did, because they like what we're doing, fixing bikes for kids and repairing their broken bikes, and they wanted to help us, with all of our endeavors with children all over the city of Fresno who we fix those bikes. And a lot of those bikes right there, some of those bikes will be given away to children, and some of them will be used for spare parts, etc., whatever we need them for.
So what I'm looking at in the back of the pickup, though, those are all donated bikes, then?
Yes, those are all donated bikes. Most of the bikes what we get are usually donated. And a lot of times people have bicycles in their backyard. They're just kind of on flat tires. They're not doing. They haven't ridden them never know how long. And they hear about us and they call me and say, hey, we got a bicycle for you. Want to come pick it up? Of course, and so we.
Is that what you were out doing today, picking up some bikes?
No, and exactly, we just came from the storage yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so we had those bikes stored in storage.
Okay.
And Oscar's going to be working on those bikes today and salvaging the ones that can be salvaged. He's got a lot of them there, and we'll take a lot of them and take the parts off a lot of them, maybe make two or three good bikes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, what looks like a pile of old, worn-out bikes in the back of the pickup truck, I wish you could see it right now, but this is radio, but it's going to mean a blessing for a whole lot of kids, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, one of the things that we use a bike repair ministry for, Ken, you've been acquainted with Captain Garner over at Southwest Police Station.
Uh-huh, Captain Greg Garner.
Uh-huh, and you know, they have the program there at Southwest Police Station called Bringing Broken Neighborhoods Back to Life. It actually is a program that's set up and designed for the faith-based community and the police department to go out in the neighborhoods where there's like a kids are being at-risk kids, mm-hmm. At-risk of becoming the next gang member, at-risk of becoming the next child dropping out of school and getting involved in street activity. And the police department goes out with them and help them set up block parties. And then the churches come out there and get on stage and minister to the community, feed them, and it's just like a normal block party, what we do.
Yeah.
And so they've got 60 churches that's represented in Bringing Broken Neighborhoods Back to Life.
60.
60 churches, wow. Yeah. And if you go down to, they have a meeting every Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock there in the Southwest Police Station in the briefing room. And that place gets to be standing room only.
Wow.
And so what we do is we provide bicycle repair. And for every one of those churches, when they go out and have a block party with the police department, we provide bicycle repair, and also we raffle off bicycles, at all those block parties.
Right.
So the bike repair thing is just it's a going thing. It's just it's a ministry that's, boy, I mean, it's big time anywhere you go.
Yeah.
People love it, and kids love it.
Yeah.
You do the bicycles. You reach the kids, and the old saying is, when you get the kids, you get the parents.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We found that to be absolutely true, repairing bicycles.
Wow.
Man, I tell you, it's a very, very powerful ministry. To repair bicycles for kids, and a lot of times we repair the bicycles for the adults also.
There you go. Yeah, in many cases, folks don't have a car, and the bike is the only means of transportation.
We're getting a lot of requests for bicycles right now from people that don't, that need transportation. They're saying, "Hey, we don't have a car, and we don't have any transportation. But if you could, help us with a bicycle, we could get around here and there." And so we find a lot of adults, that are coming to us and saying, I need a bicycle to get back and forth to my doctor's appointment, to work, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So
that sounds like a good time to put the call out there. If you got a bike sitting in your garage or the backyard, or it hasn't been ridden in a while and you don't think it's going to be ridden again, it's got a new life ahead of it through Feed My Sheep Ministries, putting it in the hands of a child or an adult to bless them. Let me give you the phone number for Bruce Hood right now. That's the man to call. He's in the 559 area code, 978-5469, 978-5469. I tell you, Bruce, if there's one phone number that's burned into my brain, I don't know my own phone number as well as I know that one.
I see that. You have no problem memorizing my phone number. So, you know what the funny thing is? Sometimes I forget my own phone number. People ask me sometimes, what's your number? And I got to think for a minute.
Because you don't call yourself, or if you do call yourself, you get a busy signal.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
I had that happen yesterday. I left a message for somebody, and after I got off, I thought, did I leave the right number? What is my number?
Amen. I guess we wired to one wire, I guess.
One spirit, one church, et cetera, et cetera. Well, again, you heard it as we started the broadcast. The truck went past, stopped, backed up, and I thought, well, I wonder what this guy's checking out. Maybe he's interested in the bikes in the back of the truck, but turns out it's somebody you know.
Usually when they do that in West Fresno, it may be a little trouble. It may be a little trouble.
But here in Clovis, nothing bad ever happens.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But
I wouldn't either.
But I don't think the things going on here is in our neighborhood.
It might be a little quieter than at Lemon and Plumas. I'll grant you that.
Yeah, okay.
So, the gentleman parked his car, his truck, rather, and joined us. And he's now in the back seat of the rolling mobile Feed My Sheep recording studio. Would you like to introduce who's behind you there in the seat, Bruce?
Okay. Why don't we let this young gentleman introduce himself?
Okay.
He can tell us about his church and his ministry.
Okay.
And all those things.
Okay. Yeah, you're with Clovis Christian Church, right? And that's a church. Well, I've been out there and done recordings before. Feed My Sheep has done a lot of events in cooperation with you. Who are you?
I'm Kevin, and we just planted a church in the northwest part of Fresno. And that's Santa Fe Christian Church. We're just a church plant off Clovis Christian Church.
Oh, okay. Where exactly does that meet?
At the Parkland Hotel. We've planted a church in that community, and we've planted a children's church as well, Valentine and Shields area.
Okay. You said the Parkland Hotel. What are the cross streets on that?
The Shields and 99.
Oh, Shields and 99. Okay, out on the kind of central west side then. And when do you meet out there?
We meet at 5 o'clock every Saturday, and we serve a meal to the community out there each and every Saturday at 6 o'clock. So we have church first, and then we serve a meal.
Okay, that's kind of cool. You've got Clovis Christian Church, which is kind of on the eastern edge of Clovis, and it's planted a church over on the western edge of Fresno.
Yes, that's right.
Good deal. Are you like the pastor dude there then?
Yes, I'm the pastor.
Okay. How long have you been affiliated with Clovis Christian?
4 years.
So what's your story, Kevin? Did you get saved at the age of 2 and haven't sinned since then?
No, I got saved at the age of 4. No, I came to the Lord 4 and a half years ago, and he saved me from a meth addiction. I was addicted to meth for 23 years, and that's where I'm at now.
Praise God. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the family, and glad you're clear-headed and clear-eyed and doing the kingdom work.
Yeah, it's been a ride. But I know when I met Bruce, and it's been 4 years ago, I think I'd only been clean maybe a couple of months, and he came out and gave us his testimony, and I thought, man, that's incredible, you know what I mean? If God's going to do this for him in his life, he would certainly do it for me as well. So, man, it's just been an incredible, incredible ride, and I'm still on that high, you know what I mean? It's like, it's unbelievable.
Wow. So, again, folks, if you're out anywhere near Shields of 99 in Fresno and you don't have a place you call home, you might want to check it out. Kevin holds forth there every Saturday afternoon at what time?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. What time do you do the feeding?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And again, that's the Parkland Hotel, and it's at Shields of 99?
Yes.
Okay, good deal. If folks want more information on that, how can they reach you?
They can call me. Everybody's got my phone number. It's 559-940-2881.
940-2881.
Yes, that's right.
All right, Kevin. And what's the name of the new church plant?
Santa Fe Christian Church.
Okay. Why Santa Fe? What's the inspiration behind that?
I sense the Holy Spirit prompted you to ask me that, and I'm glad you did. Well, we started out as a homeless ministry. Didn't even start out as a ministry, really. I just started, was drawn to the homeless community on Santa Fe Street, and I just started going out there and just sharing what Christ has done for me in my life. In not so much as sharing the gospel message, but just befriending them. And, you know, I'm not any different than they are. But I would just go out each and every week, and then it was twice a week, and then it was three times a week, and then it was building relationships. And that's when we started sharing the gospel, or started sharing Jesus with them. If they don't trust you or they don't know you, why would they listen to anything you have to say? So building a relationship is crucial in ministry.
Exactly. I always go back to Jesus with the woman at the well. I mean, he could have showed up and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and you got to get saved, woman, because you're a darn sinner. No, he developed a relationship with her.
Yes. Yeah, that's the key to ministry. That is right there. And consequently, this is kind of interesting. After setting up on Santa Fe for 2 years before they dismantled the homeless camp, I went to my Hispanic friends and asked them, hey, what does Santa Fe mean? And they said, it means holy faith. Why? Kind of, isn't that?
Why? That's why.
Well, you know, I mean, that's on, you know, God sent me to a street where there's these people basically living in the gutter. You know, it's much like a place that Christ would be walking today, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought.
The holy faith, I mean, the pristine stained glass window churches are all fine and well. They're lovely. They're beautiful. But the holy faith, many times, if not more times, is being demonstrated in the gutter, as you said.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And, you know, it's incredible. I drive by. I see Bruce here. I see Bruce here quite often, but I see him all over town. I mean, this guy is doing absolutely all kinds of kingdom work, and I don't know how he stays upright. I have no clue.
What do you account for that for, Bruce?
That's something you have to ask God.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have lots of questions for him, but you know what? He's giving me more answers right now than I can digest, so I'm just taking it one step at a time.
Well, thanks for stopping by and being used spiritaneously at the spur of the moment, Kevin.
You're very welcome.
Well, that's interesting, Bruce. You never know when you hang out with Bruce Hood who you're going to meet. I mean, the guy drives past and he knows you and he's part of the radio broadcast just like that. That's why you pray before we begin the program so that we can have adventures like that every week.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And here's a man that's, you know, involved in kingdom work. He's on the same team we on. He's out there serving God and you know, they're planting churches and doing things in neighborhoods where churches need to be planted at. And so, you know, I can't think nothing else but God sent him here, you know, to give him a little plug on what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the way I see it, Ken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's been the case the years that you've had the program here on KRDU. It's never like, no, this is my half hour. We're going to talk about my ministry and my church and what we're doing. It's like it's always, nope, if somebody wanders across and it's kingdom work, let's talk about it.
Yeah, amen. That's right, because we all, you know, we're on the same team. We serve the same master. We head the same direction. And we're doing the same thing, working with souls of people.
Amen. Amen. One of the souls that Feed My Sheep Ministries is working with, wasn't that a slick way to get back to you, Oscar?
Yes, it was.
Oscar, I'm assuming you're riding with Bruce Hood in that truck. In fact, remind me, Bruce, before you leave, I want to take a picture of the bicycles in the back of the truck so I can post it on your Facebook page, okay?
That'd be okay.
Okay. Well, would you like to introduce Oscar, or should I just go right to him?
Well, I think Oscar is a pretty big boy, and he usually can talk pretty good.
Okay.
Oscar, you wanna talk to Ken?
Would you like to talk to Ken, Oscar?
Yes, I would, Ken. And I just want to share a little testimony. I've been close friends with Bruce for several years, and I kind of fell off track. I went up to Alaska and with some friends, went fishing, and you know, I just kind of alienated myself from God. I pulled myself away. I got into drinking, and it was just tearing me up. And I called Bruce, and it's just, he's always welcomed me with open arms. And when I got back to the men's home, he looked at me and he said, "You look like death walking." Wow. And I felt like that. And through the men's ministry, I've turned my life around. I'm back on track again. I'm working with the bicycle ministry, and we've got a lot of skill at that house. I'm an electrician as well, and everybody pulls together and helps the ministry out, and it's just a blessing, and I've got the joy of the Lord back in my heart.
Terrific. You say you had known Bruce previously. Were you part of the men's program before as well?
Yes, I was. It was several years back, and I was with the men's ministry, and matter of fact, Bruce is my mentor as well, and he's coached me along, but it was my doings when I went up to Alaska, and kind of, you know, you kind of separate, once you separate yourself from God, and you start getting into the sins of life, which what me was alcoholism. You just, you kind of, I don't know, you feel like Adam with the fig leaf. You want to kind of hide because you're ashamed of yourself. But he's always welcomed me back, and I'm very thankful.
I think this is a testimony for a lot of folks listening right now, Bruce, is the key is, you know, when somebody walks away and it's like, well, that's it, they're a lost cause. Man, I poured so much time and effort into them, they're a lost cause now. No, Bruce, I mean, that's my story. I can't count the number of times I've wandered away from God. That's your testimony with Mr. Warkentine in the past, that you wandering away, and as we heard with Oscar just now. So don't give up on the prodigal children.
Not at all. We just always got to believe our prayer and trust God to bring them back.
So in the current state, Oscar, how long have you been back at the men's home?
I've been back at the men's home approximately 2 months. This is my 60th day.
Okay.
And like I said, it's a privilege to get back closer to God. And we have our prayer breakfast every morning. And like I said, with the bicycles, the food giveaway on Friday nights, that just it's a thrill to help out all the people in the community. And it's just great. It's just great.
Tell me a little bit about the, you mentioned the food distribution on Fridays. Bruce and I have been talking about that a lot in recent weeks. What part do you play in that on Fridays?
Well, I tell you, they bring in a couple of trailer loads full of food. We unload the food, and my section is the bread section. Because people, they see that bread, they want a little bit too much. So we just kind of distribute it evenly because we don't want people to go away hungry. So you got to kind of keep a key eye, but yet you give give faithfully to the people.
So what type of responses do you see or hear from people on those Friday food distribution giveaways?
Oh, it's great. You see their eyes light up, and they come out a little early just to where they kind of fellowship with each other because most of them are neighbors, and they just you can tell it just brings joy to them that, you know, we're able to help them out, and God blesses us with food as well through the food bank, and it's just an all-around blessing.
Looking ahead, when you might be done with your stint at the men's home, what do you have any goals, aspirations? What would you like to do with the sizable number of years you got left in life?
Well, I'm an electrician at trade, and I'll probably continue back with my work, but I'll never fall away from God. I'm just going to go out and try to bring people into the church and plant seeds and. And there's so much knowledge in the Bible, and I'm learning more and more every day in order to be knowledgeable when I do talk to people.
There you go. All right, Oscar. Well, I appreciate you sharing some of your testimony with us. Bless you for coming back like the prodigal son, and bless you for putting your hand to the plow.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Ken.
My pleasure, Oscar. I wonder how many folks you brought across the program, Bruce, over the years. It's got to be in the dozens, I would suspect.
Well, you know, we just obey God. And God said, bring them on, we bring them on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it makes the program a little more exciting, you know, to hear from other people and what God is doing in other people's lives.
It's very organic. I love the word organic because what happened a little earlier with Kevin just making a guest appearance, that's happened before when we've been out in public. Somebody will walk by, and before you know it, they're part of the program.
Amen. That's what we've experienced that many times,
yeah.
How God just does it. And, you know, and I think, too, because we don't ever have a script, it's just always something that, you know, we just talk about.
Yep.
What's going on. And God puts the words in our mouth, and I think when we do it like we do, Ken, I think it gives God more control of it,
mm-hmm.
instead of we ourselves taking control of it.
Yeah, instead of we have an agenda, and here's what we are going to cover. About the closest we come to ever being organized in that manner is the prayer requests. And, of course, you jot down the prayer requests only so we can remember their names and what we're praying about. And I guess we do have some this week, don't we?
Yes, we do, Ken. And there's some that are pretty important prayer requests. I want to talk about our first one is a gentleman that we've been praying for. And we've seen God. Just last week we talked about how God did the miracle. And the doctor told the family to call everyone, have him get here right away because he's leaving and he may not make it through the night. And blah, blah, blah. It was just like a death sentence that the doctor said about Chucky. And you know, the next day, God healed him. His liver and kidney both started back to functioning properly. The infection went away. And the doctor said he couldn't believe it. He'd never seen no one pull out of something like this. And the doctor admitted himself that it was a miracle. He sent Chucky home, but now today I just got a call from his mother, and Chucky's in bad shape again. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to do just the same thing we did last week. We're going to pray and ask God help Chucky. That Chucky needs God right now. And so if some of you out there listening, pray for Chucky. Hospital won't even take him back anymore. They just kind of got him in like a hospice situation. And he needs our prayer. He's saved, but he's a little afraid. And I'm sure any of us would be afraid. When when we know it's time to die.
We know our destination, but we've never been there, and this is all we know on this end so far.
Yeah, so we need to pray for Chucky that God will give him that grace he needs to face every day. I don't want to say that he's going to die because we just don't know. After last week when I seen a complete miracle happen overnight in the middle of the night, how God healed him, we don't know exactly what God's going to do. But we do know that we need to pray for Chucky. So some of you out there, pray for Chucky. And we have a Marco that I think we mentioned Marco's name before. Marco is a man in the military, has leukemia. And pray for Marco. And then there's a Madeline that also has leukemia. Paul has prostate cancer. Abby has brain cancer. Catherine has breast cancer. We also just got a call before we started the broadcast again to pray for the family of a young man named Don that just went home. Don just recently passed away, and they're asking to pray for the family. And Don also died of cancer. And so they asked him to pray for the family. Penny's mom is hospitalized with pneumonia. So pray for Penny's mom. Beth is going into gallbladder surgery this week. So those that are out there listening, you know, we try to give you all those praise reports when we get them. Mm-hmm. And the praise reports are coming back. And that's because we're getting results from praying. And we, and myself, and I know Ken and everyone else, want to encourage you, please keep praying for these people that we mentioned. Your prayers are reaching the throne of God. And God's hand is moving in behalf of these people. And we see it happening right before our eyes. We must believe in what we preach. Mm-hmm. We must believe that our prayer is making a difference and it's real.
By the same measure, if you've got a prayer request for yourself or someone else and you'd like to have included on the list that we deal with every week here on the broadcast, do call Bruce Hood and make that need known. He's in the 559 area code, 978-5469, 978-5469. By the same measure, if you've got a praise report, whether it's something we've prayed about or even if we haven't prayed about it, if it's something God has done in yours or somebody else's life that's going to encourage someone else, let us know about that too, because we're all in this together, one family. Amen.
Yes, and we always love to hear from those radio listeners, because you taking your time to pray for people. You know, we want to be those that help you with your prayer requests. So please call us. Don't ever think you're bothering us. Don't ever think that we got too many things to do. Whatever going on in your life is just as important as all these other things. So please call us. We want to hear from you. We want to make a prayer request for you. And so those things going on in your life or around you, there could be a host of God's people everywhere praying for those things. Again, we never mention last names. We just kind of use the first name and mention the condition.
Unless somebody specifies you can use my full name, but like Bruce Hood or Ken Adams.
Well, they know my name anyway. So.
I think they know mine too. 978-5469 for Bruce Hood. Again, Feed My Sheep Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. They can use your support in whatever way you are being led. It costs money to operate the ministry, but they can use your time, your talents, your prayer support, whatever the case might be. You get the drift. All right, Bruce Hood, bless you. I'm going to get a picture of those bicycles in the back of the truck there. It's going to make a great photo. And go with God, my friend.
Amen. And you too, Ken. Bless all you listeners out there. Keep praying for us, and we'll keep moving for Jesus.
And thank you, as always, for joining us for the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.